This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On this episode, I'm going to make the world great again.
Make
water
great again.
Welcome back to another great episode. And I say great as this topic is close to my heart. With this episode, I'm going to try and make the world great again. So, water. It's essential for life. I mean, the human body is approximately 60% water. But I'm going to look at the recent phenomenon of bottled water, where some smart aleck decided to put water into plastic bottles and sell it to us. Such a simple idea, and yet these companies are making millions, if not billions, from it.
I totally agree. Companies are making a lot of money with something that should be free.
They are making money from selling us water. But with great convenience of being able to carry your water around, you can put it in your bag, in your bike, in your car, etc.
So in essence, you're just paying for the bottle and not the water.
Well, kind of. There was a time when it was safe to drink water from our faucets. But for the past 50 years, pollution has become a concern. People have become afraid of the toxins that may be seeping into our water system, especially in the inner cities. The past 20 years has seen a surge of people's desire to be healthy and drink safer water. And bottled water has become a regular and popular commodity. But is drinking bottled water really a healthy solution? Or is it adding to our environmental problems? Or maybe masking a problem that most people are not aware of? Is bottled water really safer than tap water? Or is it just a commercial propaganda?
Well, definitely there is money involved in the matter. But sometimes, having the bottled water is the only means, as when you're travelling and you aren't used to the water from that town or city, then bottled water is what a person needs.
Well, the exact moment the modern plastic water bottle changed the world's drinking habits is difficult to pinpoint. The day New York supermodels began carrying tall bottles of Evian water as an accessory on fashion show catwalks in the late 1980s surely signalled the future ahead. Billions of bottles of water were sold on the promise that bottled water is good for your hair and skin, healthier than soft drinks and safer than tap water. And it didn't take consumers long to buy into the notion that they needed water within reach virtually everywhere they went.
I didn't know that. I got a feeling that you're going to give us some history on bottled water now.
Not quite. But what sets bottles apart from other plastic products, born in the post-World War II rise of consumerism, is the sheer spread of which these beverage bottles now present around the world. It shifted from convenience to a curse. The whole transition played out in a single generation.
Whoa, that's fast.
By 2016, the early sales of bottled water in the United States officially surpassed soft drinks. The world had awakened to a rapidly growing crisis of plastic waste. The backlash against the glut of discarded bottles clogging waterways, polluting the oceans and littering the landscape, suddenly carrying plastic bottles of water around was not so cool.
So, just as quickly it came in fashion, it got worse just as quick.
Pretty much, plastic bottles and bottle caps rank as third and fourth most collected plastic trash items. The Oceans Conservancy's annual beach cleanup reports that in more than 100 countries, activists are now honing in on the plastic bottles as the next in line for banning, after plastic shopping bags. The small towns of Concord in the US and Bundanoon, Australia already have banned plastic bottles, as have numerous public parks, museums, universities, and zoos in Europe and in the United States.
That makes sense, as it makes a lot of waste here in the West. If it affects us here, I wonder what it's like in the other parts of the world.
The developing world, where 2.2 billion people still do not have access to clean drinking water, according to the United Nations, bottled water is often the only safe option, so getting out and ahead of this problem. In June, Kenya announced a ban on single-use plastic bottles at beaches, national parks, forests, and conservation areas, which came out into effect in June of 2020. And South Delhi Municipal Corporation banned disposable water bottles in all city offices.
Looks like it's a worldwide issue then.
It is indeed so. That's why I'm here, to make the world great again.
Okay, Mr. DT, so what is the story of plastic water bottles then?
The story of plastic water bottles began when engineer Nathaniel Wyeth patented polyethylene terephthalate, also known as PET or abbreviated as PET, PET bottles, in 1973. These were the first plastic bottles able to withstand the pressure of carbonated liquids, and they were a much cheaper alternative to glass bottles. Did you know it takes at least 450 years for a plastic bottle to completely degrade?
Wow, I did not know that. That is a long time to completely degrade. More than several lifetimes.
Not only that, globally, more than a million plastic bottles are sold every single minute. I mean, this is a huge problem. And until I started doing my research into this, I wasn't even aware of the massive global scale of this problem.
That's crazy, bro. Think we need to put our act together to save the planet.
Only 9% of plastic is recycled. This number is declining due to China no longer accepting US plastics. More than 1 billion worth of plastic is wasted each year. And check this one out. The recommendation is to drink 8 glasses of water per day. So if you were to drink this amount daily, it would cost around about $49 per year, which is approximately 37 Great British pounds. And the same amount of bottled water is about $1,400, which is approximately 1,100 Great British pounds per year.
No!
I didn't know that. That is a big difference in price. Imagine all the money you can save without buying bottled water.
And killing the planet, in more ways than just clogging up the oceans. For example, America's demand for plastic water bottle uses over 17 million barrels of oil annually, enough to fuel 1.3 million cars for a year. This stat does not include the oil used for transportation.
Even the making and transportation of plastic water bottle is causing harm. Shouldn't we be looking after the planet rather than destroy it?
I agree. You're probably aware that plastic water bottle pollution is a major issue, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. In addition to heavy pollution, plastic bottled water has many other implications to consider, which I discovered whilst researching through journals, studies, and scientific data to give you the hard facts about plastic bottled water. I mean, why do people buy so many water bottles when you can just as easily have filtered water from the comfort of your home?
To me, it's convenient, and the bottled water can be used for storage too, whilst filtered water, you can't.
Bruh.
Well, this might make you change your mind. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, only 3 in 10 polyethylene terephthalate plastic bottles were recycled in 2018. Leaving the rest to decompose very, very slowly in landfills, ditches, lakes, and anywhere else someone might throw them away.
Only 3 out of 10? 30%? That sounds terrible.
What's also terrible is that some bottled water may contain contaminants. A thorough study by the NRDC found that 33% of tested bottled water brands either contain chemicals above state health line limits or violated microbial purity guidelines, which means bottled water quality isn't a guarantee.
Assuming this is the States, will it be the same as in the UK?
Yeah, it's going to be similar, isn't it? The fact is, you don't truly know where that water comes from. Many bottled water brands use images of pristine lakes, snow-capped mountains, and babbling brooks to paint a picture of pure nature-sourced water. An astounding 64% of bottled water is just regular tap water in a bottle.
Bruh.
According to an extensive report conducted by the Food and Water Watch.
Dasani bottled water comes to mind.
What's that?
Well, here in the UK, Coca-Cola tried to get into the bottled water market. It was manufactured in Sidcup, England, UK. And the short story of it was that they were using regular old tap water, so it was a straight-up profit margin.
Yeah, ditching bottled water can save you hundreds, if not thousands, per year. Using filtered tap water isn't just a win for the environment, it's a win for your wallet. Depending on your family size and your daily water consumption, you could be looking at saving a lot of money.
Yeah, I agree. Bottled water does add up.
The Food and Water Watch report also determined that bottled water can be around 2,000 times more expensive than tap water.
That is a big markup. That's surprising.
Oh, brother.
Here are some more surprising, if not shocking, facts. The average person uses 156 plastic bottles per year. 8 million tons of plastic ends up in the world's oceans every 12 months. 300 million tons of plastic waste is produced each year around the world. 1,500 plastic bottles are thrown away every second of the day around the world. 91% of the world's plastic bottles are not recycled.
Wow, I did not know that. Most of it is news to me. I've learned some interesting and shocking facts. Thanks, Dims.
You mad, bro?
I mean, single-use plastic water bottles are clogging up our oceans, rivers, streets and landfills, and even poisoning our air when they are burned in incinerators. And in most parts of the Western world, they're completely unnecessary, as tap water is affordable and a safe way to stay hydrated without generating a huge amount of unnecessary single-use plastic pollution.
So it's not just affecting the water, but air too. Next, what will humans be doing? Blocking the sun? Sounds like the Matrix to me.
So it is worth considering the stats and shocking facts I mentioned before, because experts predict that there will be 1 pound of plastic in the oceans for every 3 pounds of fish by the year 2025, and that plastic will outweigh fish in the ocean by 2050, unless we change our course soon. Like right now.
2025 is not far off. That sounds crazy. How much damage can bottled water do?
How bad is bad when it comes to plastic water bottle pollution? Pretty bad. Americans buy 29 billion bottles of water per year. For every 6 bottles people buy, only 1 is recycled. That leads to a big problem, given the fact that water bottles do not biodegrade, but rather photograde. This means that it could take up to 1,000 years for every single bottle to completely decompose, meanwhile leaking pollution into our soil and water along the way. Yuck. As a result, US landfills are overflowing with 2 million tons of discarded water bottles. And because plastics are produced with fossil fuels, not only does that make them an environmental hazard, but also an enormous waste of valuable resources.
That sounds a lot, but here in the UK, our figures might be smaller, but the damage caused would be the same.
Well, if you were to fill a plastic water bottle so it's about 25% full, realise that's about how much oil it took to make that bottle.
You mad, bro?
Didn't know that.
In fact, each day, people in the US throw away more than 60 million plastic water bottles, most of which end up in landfills or as litter in America's streets, parks and waterways.
That's some big numbers to me. I didn't know that.
Exactly. Although the USA makes up less than 5% of the world's population, they consume more than 25% of the natural resources and produce 30% of the world's trash and pollutants. Plastic constitutes to 90% of all the trash floating on the ocean's surface, approximately 46,000 pieces of plastic per square mile. Each week, it takes 40,000 18-wheeler trucks on our roads just to deliver our bottled water.
Wow!
That's some figures I didn't know. That sounds a lot to me.
I'm pretty sure you didn't know this either. Americans drink more bottled water than milk or beer a year, and bottled water consumption increases by 10% each year. Studies show that toxins from decomposing plastic bottles of water leach into our environment and cause a variety of health issues, including reproductive problems and even cancer. So in summary, 90% of the cost of bottled water is the bottle itself.
Whoa!
80% of plastic bottles never get recycled. 38 million plastic bottles go to landfills each year in America alone.
Wow!
If that's the figure of the good old US of A, I wonder what it's like worldwide.
Well, the average American consumes 217 bottles of water per year. Bottling water, shipping and transport is the least energy efficient method of water supply in the history of mankind.
So what can we do?
Well, ditch the habit, make sure you stock your home with plenty of reusable stainless steel water bottles that will improve the environment and your health. Purchase a water filter to keep in your refrigerator and use it every morning to refill reusable water bottles for the day. Raise awareness, tell your friends and family about the impact bottled water is having on our environment. Encourage your workplace to ban plastic water bottles. And educate your children about the positive impact they could have on the environment when they use reusable stainless steel bottles. Find alternatives. It's not just plastic water bottles that are causing environmental harm. Try to find household items such as soap and cleaning supplies that come in environmentally friendly packaging. When you do use plastic, make sure that you recycle it. And these are not just things that you could do, but rather things that you should do. If you give a damn about this planet and the future of this planet, then it starts with you. You should do something about it. Do your part, as it all starts with you. You.
Are you ready?
Some really good points. As you stated, it starts from you. Like the famous quote, the power is yours.
You have been selected.
Are you ready?
Actually, that reminds me of something that I read a long time ago. I can't remember it exactly, but it went along the lines of, when I was a young man, I wanted to change the world. But I found it was difficult to change the world. So I tried to change my nation. When I found I couldn't change a nation, I began to focus on my town. I couldn't change my town, so I tried to change my family. And I couldn't change my family, so then I just gave up. But now, as a wise old man, I realize the only thing that I can change is myself. And suddenly I realize that a long time ago, had I changed myself, I could have made an impact on my family. And my family could have made an impact on our town. Their impact could have changed the nation. And I could have indeed changed the world. And with that said, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next week. Take care and bye-bye.
Bye.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.